We had an earthquake here this morning, 5.1.
For real?
For real. We had a real earthquake.
You know, my friend who lives not too far away from you in South Carolina, he's got a farm, and he has this table and chairs, and one of the chairs fell over backwards, and he posted that, and he said, this is the South Carolina earthquake, and I thought he was kidding.
No, there was a real earthquake, 5.1 earthquake that cracked roads and woke people up and everything. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't feel it. I slept right through it. But everybody else in my house felt it. And I guess it was big, but I didn't feel crap.
Wow. People in your house felt an earthquake?
Yeah. It was like it was a 5.1. It was a pretty decent sized earthquake.
Were there aftershocks?
No. But
is your house cracked? Was there any damage?
I have no idea. But like pictures and stuff were moving and making noise and something outside fell. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Whoa.
Okay, you can't move to the south because we got hurricanes and earthquakes.
Right.
You can't move to California because they got earthquakes and fires. And then everybody else has tornadoes. You can't move anywhere anymore.
No, and then there's those mosquito tornadoes are coming.
Right. And when I was up north, there was this thing called a nor'easter, which I've never felt before. And that's the scariest one ever.
Those are pretty bad. Plus, we had Isaiah last week, the hurricane last week. And people still have no power in New York City.
See,
and New Jersey and upstate. And yeah, there's still no power here.
And that's crazy. Because the minute power goes off, I guarantee 90% of the people think somebody bombed us.
Oh, yeah, certainly in New York.
Right. So I saw where all of New York was without power for a little bit. It's like, that's crazy.
Well, not all of New York, but certainly, here's what's funny about it. It was the Upper East Side where all the rich people are. So that was kind of funny because when Sandy hit, it was all of us downtowners, all us poor people. Nobody below 42nd Street had power for a really long time. And everybody in the Upper East Side were like, I feel so sorry for you people. If you need to come stay here, I have a floor you can come lay on if you'd like to bring a blanket and a pillow. You know, that kind of thing. Well, now it got the Upper East Side.
So now they don't have power and it's 90 degrees outside.
That's right. Yeah. I have friends on the Upper East Side who are like, hi, do you have a couch? Sure, come on down and sleep on my couch and bring your little kitten with you.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, so that was exciting this morning. I didn't feel it, so I wish I did. I think God hates us. That's what I think it is.
It does seem that way.
Mm-hmm. So he's getting involved, and he's making North Carolina shake, which is weird.
Or she. People that say that God is a woman, I'm starting to think, well, you know, who would hold a grudge? I don't think it's a man.
Yeah, could be. No, because if God was a woman, it would have been a 10.6. She would have been really mad Sunday That's morning, right. And you pissed her off.
It is. It's got to be a man because he's the only one who thinks that 5.1 is large.
It's normal. It's not large. It's normal.
Get I'm going to send down the biggest earthquake. 5.1. Look at the size of that.
See, and if it was a woman, it would have been 10.1.
Yeah, exactly. 5.1 is not very big.